From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, news across the country, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with news. Stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesia to mainstream Bali agenda for resilience at G20 and ASEAN. Indonesia seeks stronger global cooperation on disaster mitigation. Now the news in detail. The Finance Ministry of Indonesia sought the strengthening of international collaboration on disaster mitigation at the 7th session of the Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction, or GPDRR, held to review the Sendai Framework. Fiscal Policy Agency head Febrio Kacaribu said that the GPDRR midterm review session on Saturday that the Sendai Framework is the first agreement made after the 2015 World Development Agenda. It focuses on rallying global commitment for reducing disaster risk, and the goals of the framework are expected to be met by 2030. Chairman of the Indonesian Medical Association, ED, Dr. Muhammad Adib Kumaidi, has said he hopes that the association members will assist the government in realizing a national health strategy as part of the efforts toward global health recovery. He expressed the hope after attending the 75th annual World Assembly organized by the World Health Organization in Geneva, Switzerland. He was part of the Indonesian delegation led by Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin at the meeting. Kumaidi said that the Indonesian Doctors Association or Medical Association involvement in the 75th World Health Assembly could help the organization exchange views on strategies for improving health services and systems with other delegates. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Russian President Vladimir Putin told the leaders of France and Germany in a phone call on Saturday, May the 28th, that Russia was willing to discuss ways to make it possible for Ukraine to resume shipments of grain from Black Sea ports. Russia and Ukraine account for nearly a third of global wheat supplies, while Russia is also a key global fertilizer exporter, and Ukraine is a major exporter of corn and sunflower oil. The Iranian army has given some details, but not the exact location, of an underground base for its military drones. State media reported on Saturday, May the 28th, amid simmering tension in the Gulf. It said 100 drones were being kept in the heart of the Zagros Mountains, including Ababil 5, which is said were fitted with KM-9 missiles, an Iranian-made version of air-to-surface U.S. Hellfire. Some prominent infectious disease experts are pushing for faster action from global health authorities to contain a growing monkeypox outbreak that has spread to at least 20 countries. They are arguing that governments and the World Health Organization should not repeat the early missteps of the COVID-19 pandemic that delayed the detection of cases, helping the virus spread. Last item. Health officials in Mexico confirmed Saturday, May 28th, the country's first known case of monkeypox in a 50-year-old U.S. resident being treated in Mexico City. The man, a permanent resident of New York City, was probably infected in the Netherlands, Hugo Lopez-Gatell, an undersecretary of health, said on Twitter. Fortunately, he is stable and in preventive isolation. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Spotlight of the week is on host of GPDRI 2022, Indonesia Offers Sustainable Resilience Concept. President Joko Widodo officially opened the 7th session of Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction, or GPDRR 2022, which was held at the Nusa Bali Convention Center, Badung Regency, Bali Province, last Wednesday, May the 25th. In his remarks, the president emphasized Indonesia is committed to disaster risk reduction efforts. According to him, disaster risk reduction is an effective investment to prevent future losses. He said Indonesia is a disaster-prone country, such as earthquakes with tsunamis, volcanic eruptions, even forest fires. In 2022 alone, up to May the 23rd, there have been 1,613 disasters. On average, there have been 500 earthquakes in a month, both small and large scale. However, with various efforts, these disasters can be overcome and suppressed to a minimum. On this occasion, the head of state expressed his readiness to share experiences and knowledge in disaster mitigation in an effort to reduce disaster risk. As a disaster-prone country, Indonesia has accumulated knowledge and experience that can be an important lesson for the world. But Indonesia also really wants, to learn from international experience. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also offered to the world the concept of sustainable resilience. According to him, this concept can answer the challenges of systemic risk from all forms of disaster, including pandemics, while supporting the implementation of sustainable development.
Pertama,
the first thing to do is to strengthen anticipatory, responsive, and adaptive disasters preparedness culture and institution in dealing with disasters. Disaster safe education, as well as government and social institutions that are synergistic and responsive to disaster, must be a shared priority. The second thing proposed by the president is every country should also invest in science, technology, and innovation, including in ensuring access to funding and technology transfer. According to the president, access to funding is an important issue that must be seriously addressed. In his case, Indonesia establishes a joint fund or pooling fund, as well as the use of development funds at the village level through the village fund to support mitigation and preparedness efforts. Third, the president emphasizes the importance of building infrastructure that is resilient to disasters and resilient to climate change. Finally, he invites all countries to commit to implementing global agreements at the national level to the local level, starting from the Sendai Framework, Paris Agreement, and Sustainable Development Goals SDGs, which are important international agreements in efforts to reduce disaster risk and climate change. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week.
Oh.
I'll begin today in history with May the 29th, 1953. Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay become the first people to reach the summit of Mount Everest. New Zealand climber Edmund Hillary and Nepali Sherpa Tenzing Norgay became the first adventurers to reach the summit of Mount Everest, the highest peak of the Himalayas. They reached the top of the mountain with a height of 8,850 meters on May the 29th, 1953. In the ascent, Edmund Hillary was assisted by 150 professional climbers plus 750 people supporting supplies along with a Sherpa guide, Tenzing Norgay. They only spent 15 minutes at the top. Turning to May the 29th, 1996, Elderly Day commemorated for the first time in Indonesia. National Elderly Day is celebrated every May the 29th in Indonesia. The purpose of commemorating the National Elderly Day is to appreciate the spirit of body and soul as well as the important and strategic role of the elderly population in the country. The history of National Elderly Day began when Dr. Rajiman Wedyodiningrat was asked by the participants of the first session of the Indonesian Independence Preparatory Body to be the chairman of the session on May 29, 1945. Dr. Rajiman Wedyodiningrat was the oldest member who had bright thoughts on the occasion. He is one of the founding figures of Republic of Indonesia. He had been a member of Budi Utomo organization and in 1945 was elected to lead the Indonesian Independence Preparatory Body. The date was officially proclaimed as National Elderly Day on May the 29, 1996 in Semarang in honor of the services, thoughts and policies of Dr. Rajiman Wedyodiningrat. I'll end today in history with May 29, 2006, Lapindo Hot Mud Flood. The Sidoarjo Hot Mud Flood, or better known to the public in Indonesia as the Lapindo Mud, is an incident where hot mud erupted at the drilling site of an Indonesian oil and gas exploration company, Lapindo Brantas Incorporation, in Balong Nongo Hamlet, Reknokon Nongo Village, and Jatirejo Village, Porong District, Sidoarjo Regency, East Java, Indonesia. This incident began on May 29, 2006. The hot mud flow over the years has caused the inundation of residential, agricultural, and industrial areas in the three surrounding sub-districts, as well as affecting economic activity in East Java. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。Evite
la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus
du richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Kwon Daegun from South Korea. He was listening to English programs through frequency 475 kHz with Sinpo 22322. In his letter, Mr. Kwon Daegun said he tried to listen to our broadcast directly, but it was very difficult because of the interference of the Chinese and Bangladesh radios on the same frequency. Hello, Mr. Kwon Daegun. Thank you for your attention on our broadcast. I'll deliver your complaint to our management, especially to technical division. As information, in addition to monitoring through 475 kHz, you can also hear our broadcast through 3325 kHz or through website www.voinews.id. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. As appreciation, I'll play you a beautiful song. Happy listening.
Kau tak tutupi hati ini. Kau tahu tak mudah. Tertawa kala kau di depan mata. Menangis selepasnya. Orang jahat.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. In today's edition, we will give also information for you on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on SEA Games 2021 results reflection on the National Sports Grand Design's success. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sport Zainuddin Amali explained the success of the National Sports Grand Design at the 2021 SEA Games. The Creating Champion program has proven to be useful in raising achievements at the biennial event. At the 2021 SEA Games in Hanoi, Vietnam, Indonesia is in the top three. The total medals won are 69 gold medals, 92 silvers, and 80 bronze, and Indonesia is in the third position. As an illustration, at the 2021 SEA Games, there were 499 athletes sent or fewer than the 2019 SEA Games, namely 841 athletes. However, with a smaller number, Indonesia's achievements have actually increased because it managed to rank third, while at the 2019 SEA Games, it was in fourth place. Not only that, some history has also been created at the 2021 SEA Games. For example, the success of the Indonesian men's national basketball team in winning the SEA Games gold medal for the first time since 1977. Minister Zainuddin Amali explained that the success in Hanoi was the result of joint work, so there is no one or two individuals or groups who feel the most meritorious, but this is all the work of the government team, the leadership of the sports branch, the National Olympic Committee, the Indonesian National Sports Committee, athletes, coaches, and officials. The situation illustrates the success of the DBON or the National Sports Grand Design and Creating Champion program launched by the Ministry of Youth and Sports. In addition, the program is in accordance with the presidential regulation concerning the National Sport Grand Design. It is a master plan document that contains the direction of national sport coaching and development policies that are carried out in an effective, efficient, superior, measurable, systematic, accountable, and sustainable manner within the scope of sports education, recreational sports, sport achievements, and the sport industry. This can be achieved provided that all relevant parties can work together. In addition, it is also carried out consistently. Promoting a sport-based national economy is also included in this design target. Well, that was My Indonesia today.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用してCOVID-19の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。我口罩配套口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
From Indonesia to the world.
VOI listener, now I would like to reply a letter from Michael Linder from Germany. He was listening to our broadcast in German. Hello, Mr. Michael Linder. Thank you for your reception report on our broadcast. Our colleague from the German section will reply to your letter. Please be patient and wait for the reply. As appreciation, here is a beautiful song for you. Let's enjoy.
Girl, you don't need to put your makeup on. You're just too irresistible to be as you are, no matter how far. You're just too beautiful for me, and everyone else around you do think you're the one. 'Cause you are a star shining in my door, knocking like a sunshine shining, crush, crush, crushing around. Every move you make makes me wanna move you. Tell me why, why do I do love it every inch of you? Baby, you're irresistibly good. Girl, I don't need a reason to fall. Baby, I'll be there just to call. Wherever you are, no matter how far, you are the closest thing to an angel. And everyone else around you do think you're the one. 'Cause you are a star shining in my door, knocking like a sunshine shining, crush, crush, crushing around. Every move you make makes me wanna move you. Tell me why, why do I do love it every inch of you? Baby, you're irresistibly good. Let me make promises you need.
I'll be your home.
I'll be your home.
Your return to,
now and forever. 'Cause baby, you're irresistible star shining in my door, knocking like a sunshine shining, crush, crush, I'm crushing around. Every move you make makes me wanna move. Baby, tell me why, why do I do love it every inch of you? 'Cause baby, you're irresistibly
good.
Good.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is about Hanja Lutung Lake in central Kalimantan. Lake Hanjalutung is one of tourist destinations in central Kalimantan province that has recently begun to receive attention. With its extraordinary potentials, many local and foreign tourists are attracted to this tourist object. Lake Hanjalutung is located in Petukka Timpun, Palangkaraya City, the capital of central Kalimantan province. The location of Lake Hanjalutung, which is close to Palangkaraya City, makes this freshwater tourism popular among tourists because it is still very natural. The lake is also inhabited by various kinds of freshwater fish. In addition, Lake Hanjalutung also has a variety of plants and fauna that are still preserved. The Hanjalutung Lake area is approximately 16 kilometers from the city center. During the trip there, you can enjoy the beauty of nature and the cool air. You can use a car or motorbike to get to the location. But when it's rainy season, you have to use a klotok or alkon, a kind of small boat, because access to the location is difficult to access. Therefore, to make the vacation feel comfortable and memorable, you should find out about the weather beforehand. At Lake Hanjalutung, visitors can do various activities. If you like fishing, traveling to this place is the right choice. Then, if you are tired of fishing, you can do other interesting activities such as exploring the terrain along this vast lake. If you are the kind of person who is always busy every day, here you can rest a while, enjoying the beauty of the lake, and you can also bring your family and walk around the lake while introducing the diversity of flora and fauna to your children. Visiting Lake Hanjalutung in the afternoon is quite impressive. The cool air in the afternoon is supported by the beauty of the unique and interesting lake view that makes life really enjoyable and relaxed. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topic.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
Listener, now I will reply to an email from Tarek from Bangladesh. Hello, Mr. Tarek. Thank you for your greeting. I hope Eid al-Fitr brings peace and blessings throughout the world. Well, listener, wherever you are, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. We wish you a happy weekend and enjoy this next song.
Ikuti irama dentuman musik ini, goyangkan tubuhmu dan
kita bergembira. Yang tua dan yang muda semuanya sama. Kita di sini tiada berbeda. Kita bersatu dan juga bersama-sama. Goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. Come on, we can sing together. Let's have fun together.
Listen to the third song from Voice of Indonesia, and for the next segment, we present you Miscellany.
Water is an important element in human life, but what happens if the water is contaminated with hazardous waste? To overcome this, three students of the 10 November Institute of Technology, or ITS, in Surabaya, East Java, designed a wastewater treatment system for dairy farms so as not to pollute the surrounding water. Nabila Aziz Chandra, as leader of the team, revealed that there are still a number of dairy farmers who have not been able to manage waste properly. Based on this, Nabila and her team designed a wastewater treatment plant using a bioreactor membrane that is integrated with the Internet of Things to make it easier for farmers. A bioreactor is an equipment or system that is able to provide a biological environment that can support the occurrence of biochemical reactions from raw materials into desired materials. In the installation system designed by her team, Nabila explained wastewater from livestock will enter the reservoir before being passed through the bioreactor membrane for filtration. The system is also equipped with sensors to ensure the quality of waste output in accordance with quality standards, which is less than 50 milligrams per liter. The team believes that their wastewater treatment system is 99.98% effective at filtering hazardous chemicals. Well, that was Miss Eleni over Voice of Indonesia today.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Baby, we've unknown, yes, we want it. Time to create our dreams, let's make it. Don't give up, keep on trying, love. You got yours, a new roller skate. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Baby, let's make it last. Try and try and try, keep on trying. Don't worry if the sun don't shine. Don't have to be afraid. Girl, I know what you want. Don't we make you a strong? La 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 la. Don't have to be afraid. Girl, I know what you want. Don't we make you a strong? Be strong, let your smile light up the sky.
Rantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让争取佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, we present you Monita Tahalea. Monita started rising to fame after becoming a finalist in a talent search on a national private television station. On May 25, 2022, she launched her latest song entitled Berlalu. In the process of working on this song, Bayu Risa and Yosua Gian assisted Monita in writing the lyrics. Meanwhile, Monita gave the idea for the story that would be written into song lyrics, as well as a slight adjustment in the melody for the musical arrangement. The song Berlalu, which means gone, tells about the return of someone from the past. Back in straightforward language, the song makes anyone who listens can understand quickly the content of the song. Well, listener, here we go, the song Berlalu by Monita Tahalea. Happy listening.
Semusim berlalu, masih saja ku tunggu dirimu, bayangmu dalam kisah kita yang telah
Voice of Indonesia.
Engkaulah cinta yang selalu bisa membuat diriku bahagia. Di sisimu aku merasa hidupku pun semakin sempurna. Coba kau dengarkan, inilah janjiku, takkan pernah ku lepas dirimu selamanya. Baby, I want you to know.
Voice of Indonesia.
Setia kini aku bertahan.